Saudi warplanes have killed at least 10 Yemeni civilians in Taiz province. Fighter jets earlier targeted a military site belonging to Ansarullah fighters and a building owned by Yemen State Television. Medical sources say at least 7 people have been killed in Sana'a over the past 48 hours. Thousands of people have marched barefoot in the Italian capital, Rome, to show solidarity with asylum seekers in Europe. Protesters chanted slogans calling for the removal of borders for refugees. A similar rally was held in the city of Venice. Italians have set up a center in Rome to assist refugees. The Egyptian army claims it's killed nearly 100 Daesh-affiliated militants during clashes with attack fieries in the Sinai Peninsula. Fighting's also left 4 Egyptian troops dead. There's been a major upsurge in violence in Sinai since the ouster of former President Mohamed Morsi back in July of 2013. Now the UN comes under pressure after one of its peacekeepers is implicated in another sexual abuse case in the Central African Republic. This peacekeeper is accused of raping a young woman. The UN is investigating 15 other cases of sex abuse scandals involving its peacekeepers in the country as well. 1,000s of Armenians have staged rallies in the capital, Yerevan, to protest rising electricity prices in the country. Protesters are demanding the president cancel electricity price hikes. Police were deployed to the protest site to prevent demonstrators from moving towards presidential headquarters. Singapore's ruling parties decisively won the country's snap general elections. People's Action Party secured 83 of the 89 seats. The party totally won 70% of the votes. 9 opposition parties were contesting the elections. The Workers' Party is the only opposition group to gain any seats.